The question of canonicity, what is really to be included in the Bible? You understand that there have been many different councils and so forth that have debated and discussed it and so forth and so on. But here's what people don't understand. Most Christians don't understand, don't believe, or don't really have this understanding. They think that there were some councils that came along, and the councils, it's their authority, and they determined that this will be and this will not be, and therefore it is. And all these different reasons. The reality is this. Christianity has said only things that really are to be considered in the canon, or in what we call the books of the Bible, are those that have forever been received from the earliest days of the church. They were received, and therefore they are. There were a number of different things that they, criteria that are used that were believed then by those that believed then, and so they said, this is it. There are no more. And what the various councils come along to affirm that this really is who Christianity, or this is what Christianity believes to be in the canon of Scripture, just these. There is debate over time, but the reality is we should be looking at it saying, no, it's no man's job after it's given. Did the earliest apostles who were with Jesus, the earliest people, did they believe, did they not? That should be, and that's how it was determined what would be included and what would not. But there is debate about that. Certainly there is debate. Good question.